This is Dave DeForest. I recently spoke to Washington Times technology columnist Mark Kellner about the increasing popularity of watching TV on the Internet. I asked him if this might signal an eventual end to broadcast television.
Well, regular TV is still the dominant way people watch programming in the United States. But more and more, folks are turning to the Internet and alternatives such as Hulu, HULU.com. To watch programs on their schedule as opposed to the broadcaster schedule.
Is there a demographic group that you find is most attractive to watching TV shows on the Internet?
Logic would sort of suggest younger people would be more likely to watch online. They have the experience and so forth. However, this is cutting across generational lines. And if you're a tech-savvy senior citizen, it's very likely that you could watch a program online as well.
What are some of the advantages to watching TV on the Internet rather than regular TV over the air?
In the United States, and I'm sure in other countries, when a television program is scheduled, it's scheduled for a certain time, Monday night at 9 o'clock. If you're not there, if you can't watch it, if something comes up, you're kind of stuck if you don't record the program at home for later viewing. With the Internet, you can look up an episode of your favorite program and watch it at your leisure.
Some people are predicting that regular TV somewhere down the line will be supplanted by Internet viewing. Do you think this is likely?
It's possible. Whether it's likely or not, I can't say. But the probability or possibility is there. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, we all thought print newspapers were indestructible, and look now, that industry is changing quite rapidly. It could happen in television. When television first came on the scene, and then when cable television first came on the scene, the movie theaters were very, very worried that no one would go to the movies anymore, and yet Hollywood is still, what, a $30 or $40 billion, that's U.S. dollar, a year business? Hollywood didn't die, and somehow I think television will be with us for quite some time.
Mark Kellner is the Washington Times technology columnist, and I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.